us a look at your news for now.
Thanks very much, Femi. And still with us this morning is Todd Zwillick from Capital News Connection, visiting us here in New York from Washington, D.C. And we're going to talk about politics, your favorite subject. In fact,
live and breathe.
While John McCain has been getting ready for his debate with Barack Obama tonight, his running mate, Sarah Palin, well, she's been in Pennsylvania.
There is only one man in this campaign who has ever really fought for you, and he is the man with courage to keep on fighting for you. That man is John McCain.
That's Sarah Palin in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Recent polls, though, show the state is favoring Obama with double-digit leads, but the McCain campaign isn't giving up. Yesterday, Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein went to go see Palin in action herself, and this was just a couple of days after you saw Hillary Clinton stumping on behalf of Barack Obama. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning. And it was in the very same locale in Scranton, but completely different scene. The sort of room was darkened before Palin came in. Everybody was told to wear red. There were sort of searchlights sweeping the crowd, and people were holding signs that said, "Hard coal country for McCain." I mean, this is a former coal region in Pennsylvania. Catholic women for Sarah, military families for McCain, and my favorite, Pennsylvania clings to Sarah. And boy, did they. I mean, they just loved Sarah Palin. And she had this logic of her argument. I mean, when she walked in and to the sports arena and said, you know, "Hello, hockey moms," it sort of seemed to make more sense than it did coming from, you know, a big debate stage in St. Louis. And the crowd just ate her up, especially when she started talking about resource recovery.
Our plan for clean coal is going to create over 30,000 new jobs where they're needed most, places like Ohio and West Virginia and right here in Pennsylvania. And we will safely drill for the billions of barrels of oil that we have underground, and that means safely tapping into our oil resources offshore. We will drill here and we'll drill now. Yes.
So clearly these are hardcore fans that came out to see Sarah Palin. What is it about her that they like so much?
Well, I was talking to some of the voters beforehand, and I should say that after everyone started chanting "drill, baby, drill," then she started chanting "drill, baby, drill." Then she said "mine, baby, mine." So she is really speaking sort of directly into the heart of this area. And, you know, Scranton, as I mentioned, is this old coal town sort of nestled in the foothills of the Poconos.
And home of Joe Biden.
And home of Joe Biden.
And raised in
Scranton. And Hillary
Scranton.
Clinton's grandfather.
Everybody claims Scranton.
Right.
It's like Peoria. Everybody
if you drive
claims it.
Out into the almost any of these country roads, you will see rod and gun clubs everywhere. And it's a very, very pro-life crowd. One of the women I spoke to before the speech, Janine Blodnicker, was there with her daughter and her granddaughter, and she pretty much summed it up.
Like her stand on pro-life? Absolutely. Like her stand on guns? Should be able to have them. And mostly pro-life, but I like what she did in Alaska. I think she'd be great for this country.
Well, Andrea, I have a question. Who's connecting better in and around Scranton and eastern Pennsylvania? I mean, it's amazing that Joe Biden has said the word Scranton in this campaign far more than he said certainly Delaware or almost any other word. He says Scranton, Scranton, I'm from Scranton. Oh, by the way, did I mention Scranton? And here comes Sarah Palin. She electrified the crowd. Did you have a sense of who's doing a better job of electrifying Scranton?
Well, at the event that I was at on Sunday, I mean, it was Sunday, and this event was on, what was yesterday? Tuesday in the afternoon. So, I mean, it's a different time, but the Sunday event was probably five or six times as many people. Now, Joe Biden was there, and Hillary Clinton, and Bill Clinton. So it was a really big crowd, and people were, you know, felt very excited to be there. They were riled up by Hillary. There's this deep affection for Hillary, but this event was Sarah Palin. I mean, it had sort of a religious feeling about it. I mean, afterwards, people, you know, looked like they'd been infused with this religious spirit. People were glowing. And I have a little clip here of people on the rope line. I mean, the rope line was probably about 15 people deep, and people were throwing their T-shirts at Sarah Palin and saying, "Sarah, Sarah, you know, give me your photo, sign this picture of my house." Here's a little bit of what that feels like, plus a couple of the women that were on the rope line.
Sarah. God, you have a wonderful Sarah. Life. Thank you.
You're a Sarah Palin fan?
I am. She's so pro-life. I'm very pro-life, and I think she's just fantastic. She was sent from heaven.
What is it that you liked about her speech?
I just love her.
So they're really drawn in, and she clearly is speaking very strongly to them. But is
right.
this the base, or is this a combination
well,
of independent voters?
It is the base. It's absolutely the base. And everybody that I spoke to had actually already decided to vote for McCain before he picked her. You might remember that yesterday when I was in Philadelphia, I spoke to some voters there, and one of the kinder words for Sarah Palin was, "She's a nitwit." I mean, you know, she's been very polarizing, and that was actually from somebody who had been thinking about McCain but decided to go Obama when he chose Sarah Palin. Out in the square in Scranton, you know, we also got some, you know, all kinds of comments about her ability, her intelligence. Here's Charlie, a professor at Scranton University.
She's definitely not spending her evenings at the university splitting atoms.
Is that where you spend your evenings?
Yes.
So he was the original rocket scientist, huh?
Yeah, he was. And, you know, but, you know, what people are also hearing sort of this whole kind of terrorist thing and making these associations with Obama. Here's a retired Busher, and this is what he said to me in the square.
Well, the thing she's saying, it's not true.
Like what?
About Barack Obama's a Muslim and he's going to raise the taxes.
Do you hear Sarah Palin saying that Barack Obama is a Muslim? Have you heard her say that?
Sure.
You have?
Yes.
I've heard her say he's friends with domestic terrorists.
Well, I don't believe that either.
So she's become the lightning rod. Now, I haven't heard her call Obama a Muslim, but what she has said about terrorists is sort of filtering down to voters this way. This man is a Barack Obama supporter, and he is resenting her for that.
Well, Andrea, as always, a fascinating snapshot of what voters are thinking about. An extraordinary time, an extraordinary week for you. If you could quickly just contrast the Hillary event to the Palin event again for us.
Well, I think that in a different time, in a different economy, Sarah Palin could have really connected to northeastern Pennsylvania because they do believe in guns, they do believe in pro-life, and they feel that she lives her values. With the economy the way it is, people are have their ears much more open to the Democrats at this point.
Andrea Bernstein, our takeaway political director, and she's planning more trips to the battleground states to give you a sense of what people are thinking about as we move quickly to the election.
This song, the guy who wrote it, was at the Palin rally yesterday.
This was the Bob Dole in 96 when I was on the campaign trail. I must have heard this song 10,000 times.
It's Lee Greenwood. He
Lee
was there.
Lee Greenwood, yes, and he was traveling with Bob Dole 12 years ago.
My sister loves this song.
We'll go out on this lovely song. This is the takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji. And
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.